The real metric that matters to big money in the blockchain space, the race for speed, measured in transactions per second, TPS, has long dominated headlines.
Newer blockchains often tout their superior TPS as the ultimate advantage, promising to solve scalability issues and unlock mainstream adoption.
However, when examining where serious institutional capital is flowing, the narrative shifts dramatically.
Despite the availability of technically faster alternatives, major financial players continue to show a strong preference for Ethereum.
This preference is not driven by raw speed, but by a deeper, more critical factor, liquidity.
As experts like Kevin Lepso of ETHGAS emphasize, institutional investors are not chasing the fastest blockchain. They are seeking the one with the deepest, most established liquidity pools.
This insight underscores a fundamental truth in the crypto market. Liquidity is the lifeblood of finance, and Ethereum's unparalleled ecosystem has made it the preferred destination for institutional capital.
Speed is a feature. Liquidity is the foundation for engineers and developers. Achieving higher TPS is a thrilling technical breakthrough.
It represents a tangible solution to a well-defined problem, improving the throughput of blockchain networks.
However, for traditional finance, TradFi institutions, the calculus is entirely different.
Their priorities are not just about speed, but about security, network effects, and the depth of available liquidity.
These institutions need to move large volumes of capital efficiently, with minimal slippage and maximal security.
A blockchain can be incredibly fast, but if it lacks deep, established markets for assets like stablecoins, derivatives, and tokenized real-world assets, RWAs, it becomes impractical for institutional-scale operations.
Ethereum, as the first mover in smart contract platforms, has built an unparalleled ecosystem that addresses these needs.
It is home to the vast majority of decentralized finance. DeFi Total Value Locked, TVL, the leading non-fungible token, NFT markets, and a thriving landscape of Layer 2 scaling solutions.
This creates a powerful gravitational pull for developers and users alike.
Developers build where the users are, and users go where the applications and liquidity already exist.
For an institution, deploying capital on Ethereum means accessing this pre-existing, deep pool of financial activity.
The significance of this cannot be overstated.
Institutional investors are not looking for experimental blockchains or niche applications. They are seeking robust, scalable, and liquid markets.
Ethereum's ecosystem has matured over years, creating a foundation that supports complex financial instruments, regulatory compliance, and seamless integration with traditional financial systems.
This is why, despite the existence of faster blockchains, Ethereum remains the dominant choice for serious capital.
The evolving Ethereum landscape, it is crucial to recognize that the narrative of Ethereum being slow is becoming increasingly outdated.
While Ethereum's original design had limitations in terms of TPS, the network is not standing still.
The core development roadmap, including the transition to proof of stake, Ethereum 2, and ongoing upgrades like proto dank sharding, is focused on scalability.
These upgrades aim to enhance the network's capacity to handle more transactions per second, while maintaining security and decentralization.
More immediately, the explosive growth of Layer 2, L2, rollups has effectively solved the speed and cost issues for most users and applications.
Rollups like Arbitrum, Optimism, and Base inherit Ethereum's security, while offering high throughput and low fees.
This layered approach creates a best-of-both-worlds scenario. Users can execute transactions quickly and cheaply on an L2, while their assets ultimately settle on the secure, decentralized, and liquid Ethereum mainnet.
For institutions, This means they can leverage the performance of L2S without abandoning the network where global crypto liquidity is concentrated.
The combination of Ethereum's security and the efficiency of L2S allows institutions to operate in a way that balances speed, cost, and risk.
This adaptability has been a key factor in Ethereum's continued dominance.
While newer blockchains may offer faster TPS, they often lack the liquidity, infrastructure, and regulatory clarity that institutions require.
The bottom line for adoption, the institutional journey into crypto, is one of cautious, risk-managed steps.
These entities are not seeking the fastest experimental chain, but the most robust and reliable financial infrastructure.
Ethereum's multi-year head start in building a comprehensive financial ecosystem, complete with regulated custodians, sophisticated trading tools, and legal frameworks, makes it the path of least resistance and lowest perceived risk.
Ethereum's ecosystem includes a wide range of financial applications and services that cater to institutional needs.
For example, DeFi protocols like Aave and Compound provide lending and borrowing services that are increasingly being used by institutional investors.
Stablecoins such as USDC and USDT, which are pegged to fiat currencies, offer a bridge between traditional finance and crypto, enabling institutions to participate in the market without exposure to volatile assets.
Tokenized real-world assets, RWAs, such as real estate or corporate debt, are also gaining traction, allowing institutions to invest in traditional assets through blockchain technology.
Moreover, Ethereum's regulatory clarity has been a significant factor in its adoption.
Unlike many newer blockchains, which operate in a legal gray area, Ethereum has a growing body of regulatory frameworks that support its use in institutional contexts.
This includes compliance with anti-money laundering, AML, and Know Your Customer, KYC regulations, which are essential for institutional investors.
The presence of regulated custodians and exchange platforms that support Ethereum-based assets further reinforces its appeal.
Institutions can securely store and manage their crypto holdings through custodial services, which provide the same level of security and oversight as traditional financial institutions.
This reduces the perceived risk of entering the crypto market and aligns with the risk management practices of institutional investors.